Welcome to DNB College. Today we're getting into Amen Sia's old school DNB swing, how to control it, shape it, and arrange it in Ableton Live 12 so it feels alive, dangerous, and still completely usable in a real track. The big idea here is simple. We're not trying to make the Amen break randomly loose. We're trying to take that natural push-pull, the ghost notes, the tiny snare drag, the human unevenness between hats and kicks, and turn it into something repeatable. Something you can use in an intro, a drop, a switch up, or a DJ tools section without losing the punch. Because in DNB, swing is not just feel, it's structure. It decides whether the break and the bass lock together properly, or whether the whole thing turns to mush. Too straight, and it sounds rigid in the wrong way. Too loose, and the snare loses authority, the low end starts smearing, and the track stops hitting on a system. So the first move is to start with a clean loop and decide what role the break is playing. Is this your main rhythmic identity, or is it a supporting DJ tool layer? That choice changes everything. If it's the main identity, keep more of the original break performance. If it's a support layer, strip it back to the strongest kick and snare moments and let it carry momentum rather than every tiny detail. Why this works in DNB is because old school swing only really feels convincing when the break has a stable identity. If the source loop already feels coherent, every edit you make after that still sounds like one drummer, one performance, one pocket. At this point, load the Amen into an audio track, trim it cleanly to a one-bar or two-bar phrase, and make sure the transients are readable. If it needs warp for timing, use it carefully. If the sample already sits naturally, leave it alone and respect the feel that's already there. Now, if you want detailed control, pull the break into a drum rack and slice it. That gives you individual hits you can edit, move, and arrange with precision. If you want more of the original loop personality, simpler can keep the phrase together and let the break perform more as a unit. For this kind of advanced swing work, drum rack usually wins because it gives you more control over ghost notes, fills, and variations. Map the important pieces first. Kick, main snare, ghost snare, open hat, maybe one or two signature ticks that define the feel. Don't overpopulate it. Keep only the slices that actually matter musically. And name the pad straight away, because nothing kills momentum faster than opening a project later and not knowing what anything is. Once the slices are in place, build an 8-bar MIDI clip and keep the first couple of bars fairly plain. Let bars 3 and 4 open up a little, then do the same again in bars 7 and 8. The point is not to decorate immediately. The point is to make the swing readable first. A very useful starting approach is this. Keep the main snare centered, or only very slightly late. Push ghost notes a little later, maybe 5 to 15 milliseconds. Let hats and top ticks vary a bit, but not all in the same direction. And keep the kick solid. Don't turn the kick into a floppy swing element, because in DNB the kick often has to hold the floor together. What to listen for here is really important. The groove should feel like it's leaning forward, not falling over itself. If the snare starts sounding lazy, you've gone too far. If the pocket feels like it's breathing, but the backbeat still lands with confidence, you're in the zone. Before you start piling on processing, establish the drum hierarchy. A clean stock chain in Ableton can do a lot here. EQ8 first to clear out low junk that doesn't belong, especially rumble below the actual drum roll. A gentle cut around 30 to 40 Hz is often enough to tidy things up. If there's boxiness, a small dip around 250 to 400 Hz can help. Then drum bus for punch and density. Keep it modest. A little drive, a little crunch, and enough transient control to keep the snare sharp. After that, saturator can add edge, but stay subtle. You want grit, not destruction. The hierarchy matters more than brute force. The snare should dominate the feel. The kick should anchor it. The hats and ghosts should create motion without stealing focus. And one important mix check. Listen in mono early. If the swing disappears or the hats vanish, the arrangement is relying too much on stereo trickery instead of actual rhythmic design. Now for the real Amen science move. Resample it. Duplicate the drum loop onto a new audio track and print it once the core feel is working. This is where the groove becomes material. You're freezing your best version so you can arrange it like audio, not just like MIDI. That matters, because it lets you create a tighter version and a looser version. Then use each one where it makes the most musical sense. For example, you might want a tighter version for the intro so the DJ can read it clearly. A looser, more dragging version can work in a bridge or tension section. The main drop might want the most balanced version, where the snare feels strongest, and the second drop can get more aggressive, more chopped, or more damaged. If the loop already feels right with just the drums, don't be afraid to commit. That's a big lesson in this style. Sometimes the smartest move is to print it and move forward instead of endlessly nudging ghost notes for another hour. Good old school D&B groove survives repetition. It should still feel convincing after 16 bars, not just for the first two. Now test the break against a simple bassline or sub pulse. This is where the groove proves itself. In D&B, swing only matters if it works with a low-end engine. Drop in a plain sub and see whether the kick and snare pocket still holds. If you're using a rolling bassline, leave space around the snare. Don't let the bass hit compete with the kick's front edge. What to listen for here is whether the break still breathes once the bass comes in. If the bass feels late against the drums, reduce the ghost note drag a little. If the whole thing feels too stiff, move a few hats or supporting ghosts instead of shifting the main snare. That's a much cleaner way to create movement without losing authority. This is also where the arrangement starts becoming a track instead of a loop. The right swing should make the bass feel more dangerous, not more crowded. That's the sweet spot. For the arrangement, think in clear phrases. A really useful 8-bar DJ tool shape is to start with a stripped intro groove, then open into the full amen feel, then drop density for a moment of tension, then bring the groove back with a short filler turnaround. Keep the phrase readable. Let the DJ know where they are in the record. A strong turnaround doesn't need to be huge. A single snare flam, a reverse tail, or a one-beat break chop can do the job. You want the next section to feel inevitable, not shouted. That old-school tension is part of the charm. You can also use automation to create movement without over-editing the rhythm. Auto-filter on a break layer can give you band-limited tension. A little extra drum bus drive into the transition, and lean the groove forward. Saturator can add a touch of grit on the last bar. Utility can narrow the width before the drop and reopen it after. Keep those moves subtle. The goal is not to turn the amen into a riser. The break still needs to read as a drum performance. You're just making it feel like the drummer is leaning harder toward the next phrase. Why this works in D&B is because the listener's ear locks onto repeatable microvarination very fast. Once the groove is established, tiny changes in density, transient shape, and timing feel intentional. They feel like energy, not error. And that's the deeper point here. Timing is only one piece of the puzzle. The real feel comes from the relationship between timing, transient shape, and density. A ghost note can be late, but if it's also too loud or too sharp, it stops reading as swing and starts reading as clutter. So keep an eye on that balance. A really solid advanced habit is to build three versions early: a clean reference loop, a slightly looser performance version, and a heavier resampled version. That gives you options when the arrangement needs to evolve. Clean for clarity, loose for movement, heavy for attitude. Another good quality check is simple. Loop the groove for 16 bars and see if it still feels convincing after the novelty wears off. If it only works for 2 bars, it's probably over-edited or over-randomized. Old school swing has to survive repetition. It has to carry the DJ tool section, not just a clever loop. When you're checking whether to keep editing or commit, ask yourself a few things. Does the loop still move when the bass drops out? Does it work in mono? Can you hear the same groove after 8 bars without wanting to fix it? Does it feel like a drummer with intent, or just a loop with motion blur? If the answer is mostly yes, print it. That's not a compromise. In this style, bouncing to audio early is part of the workflow. For darker or heavier D&B, there are a few extra angles worth keeping in mind. Use swing as menace, not bounce. In darker material, you usually want a controlled lean rather than a playful shuffle. Let the main snare stay firm, and let the ghost notes create an ease underneath it. You can also layer a second break quietly instead of over-distorting the main amen. A filtered top layer with a different groove can add dread and movement while the main break stays readable. Keep it high-passed, keep it low in the mix, and let it act like a shadow. And if you want contrast, create a clean version and a damaged version. The clean one can carry the backbone of the drop. The damaged one can come in for fills, tension bars, or the last 4 bars before the second drop. That kind of contrast is often more effective than adding more and more processing to the same loop. Now for your final arrangement goal. Think like a DJ tool designer. Make sure the intro is mixable. Leave space. Keep the low end controlled. Make the outro readable. Then give the second drop one meaningful change, not 10 small ones. Tighten the ghost notes. Change the hat pattern. Print a dirtier layer. Clip the pocket a little more aggressively. Just make it feel like the same drummer came back with more attitude. That's really the essence of Amen Science Swing. It's not random looseness. It's controlled human feel. You build it from a clear break identity. Keep the snare anchored. Let the supporting details create the drag. and then arrange it so it actually functions in a track. So here's your recap. Start with a clean amen phrase and decide what role it plays. Slice it or keep it as a loop depending on how much control you need. Anchor the snare. Keep the kick solid and move ghost notes and top details just enough to create that old school lean. Use stock Ableton devices lightly to shape the drum hierarchy. Resample once the groove locks. Then arrange it in clear phrases so the break works as an intro, a drop, a transition, and a DJ tool. If it feels dangerous, readable, and mixable on a club system, you've done it right.